Maybe we just should call this a hymn singing for a while. That sounded tremendous. I want to welcome each one to the service. And, you know, Ryan and Rose, I was looking out over the crowd here. You can take comfort. You have a lot of friends and family here to support you in this. And that's a wonderful, I guess, part of our culture. And times like this, we can have that support and our friendships, our relationships we have with those around us is, you can't put a price tag on that. I don't want to take a lot of time. You notice Moe said a short devotional. So I want to try to, he didn't define short. I don't know, did he mean a half an hour, but no, I won't stretch it out. Try not to. Just a few thoughts this afternoon. You know, what do you say in a time like this, after this weekend here, and how a lot of things have been said, and we heard a lot of good sermons about things pertaining to an ordination here. So I'm not going to beat the drum too long here this afternoon. Just reference a few verses in Titus 1. You can, if you want to, turn to that. Just reference a few verses in that. And I had to think of Ryan. As I said this morning, I have known Ryan all his life, and grew up in with our children, and got to know him pretty good. But as I thought of Ryan, of his life, and he has always been an example of faithfulness, and always true to his commitment, from what I know him, and always was an honest and a trustworthy individual. And so, just along with that, you know, in Titus 1, verse 9, he says, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught. And Ryan certainly exemplifies that what he has been taught through life, that he examples that faithfulness to his family, to his church, to his job. I'm sure he goes with that as well. And so, a man that is faithfulness. And I would just encourage you, Ryan, continue to be the person that you are. Don't try to change. The people accepted who you are. And be yourself. And not try to be somebody you're not. And I don't think that's your makeup. You always have been yourself and not giving in to others or try to be someone else. And also continue serving him and in submission to God and his word, and to serve him in a humble way. You know, in 1 Peter 5 talks about to be humble, be clothed with humility. And we could go into these verses here, but I'm not going to go to a whole lot of them here. But to serve him humbly, and you know, the few things I want to mention this afternoon here is it's a two-way street. You know, we talked to Ryan about it, because he's the one that's going to be receiving the charge here in a little bit. But, you know, you as a congregation also are asked to be humble and to be patient, be patient one with another. The Scripture instructs us over and over about being patient one with another. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to do, is to be patient. When we think things ought to be happening, it ought to happen yesterday. Some things that we almost demand from God almost. But exercise patience. And then also the chapter before Titus 1 here in 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 2, it says to be long-suffering. In verse 2, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. To be long-suffering one with another, that's so key to having, as Paul referred to this morning in his sermon about having a healthy church. And that is working together and being patient and being long-suffering. A thing that mentions that in Titus chapter 1 there, verse 7, it talks about not to be angry soon, not to be upset, but be patient. And sometimes in church life, when things get a little heated sometimes, as much as it shouldn't, but that's the reality. It happens sometimes, doesn't it? Let's not be run over with anger or being upset one with another, or not being self-willed, as it says also, give reference to that. Not being self-willed, not being one that wants to demand my way and be stubborn about it. And, you know, that's not what makes things go in a church, is when those are sometimes want to be a little stubborn and bent on their way. We need to work together. Leave our self-interest at the door when we come together to discuss things and whatever needs to be discussed in meetings sometimes. So I just want to encourage Ryan and Rose this afternoon to continue to be committed and not give up. And we have the promise that God is going to be with you, as I shared the other night. He will be with you until the end of the times. He'll always be there with you every step of the way. And, you know, being a part of a church that Jesus told us in Matthew, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What a wonderful promise that is. Doesn't that bring us a great measure of security to us? That we can build upon the rock, Jesus Christ, and be solid in that. And so that is just a tremendous, tremendous promise in 1 Corinthians 15:58. We have a familiar passage there as well. It says, the last verse there, it says, therefore, my beloved, he says, I'll put this morning or this afternoon, I'll put Ryan's name in there. My beloved Ryan, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be dickheavy. That's not what that is interpreted. But it says, be steadfast, be rooted. What he says is being rooted in the Word of God and know where you stand. And I believe your life has exemplified that, Ryan. And so be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we know that this work that we're doing for him has eternal value. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You're not spinning your wheels. You're not wasting your time. You're investing in people's lives for eternity. And that is the greatest calling that man can have. I said the other night, you know, we have an ordination here. We're giving Ryan a charge. But again, to all of you that are here today, if you're a child of God, God has called you to ministry as well. There's a work for every last one of us. There's no need for someone to sit around and twiddle their thumbs and say, it's nothing to do for me because I'm not ordained. The ministers are not the ones that carry all the load. They're not. Yeah, they lead out, they do things. But as a laity, you have a responsibility as well, that you need to be there to fulfill your role. I don't care what it is. Is it the one that cleans the church house, the janitors, or whatever, all the way down through? You are needed. You are needed in your church. And if you do it willingly and do it with a servant's heart, you will be blessed beyond measure. You know, Jesus was our perfect model example of being a servant, of what servanthood looks like. He was our best example for that. And so may we follow in those footsteps, regardless of what capacity you serve in the church that you're at. So again, God's blessing to you, Ryan, Rose, and your family. And I know that you grew up a PK, so you know a few curves. You and your brother sitting behind you there. There's some things that I could tell you a lot of stories when the Yoder boys, the Miller boys get together to rehash some memories. It gets rather humorous sometimes, but that's all right. They have a lot of good memories of their times together growing up and being the PKs. So it's a wonderful calling. You know, sometimes we tend to maybe paint a little bit of a tainted, dark picture of being a minister. It really isn't. It's a great calling. It's a wonderful work. And I was reminded here recently again of years ago, minister was ordained, and his children were quite young at the time, and they came home from the ordination. He related this to somebody later. And it just went to show sometimes what we convey without saying a word to our children, what they pick up. But the idea in one of his young boys, mine, was when he got home, he asked his dad, "Are we going to have any friends yet?" Well, yeah, they do have friends. That was many years ago. That was probably 40, 50 years ago. So it is a great work. It's something that brings along a lot of blessings, and you'll discover, Ryan and Rose, a new circle of friends that you're going to find out and connect with others as well. So God bless you, and just pray that God would give you grace every day to carry out his plan, and you as a church stand behind Tyler and Ryan, support them in their leadership. May God bless each one. Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Father in heaven, we come before you. We thank you for this time this afternoon here. We ask further now you would be with Moses as he leads out and giving the charge, and also Brother Rogers, he shares the message. Whatever is said and done here this afternoon, that you would be glorified, and we're so rejoicing that a time like this, that the church is moving on, it is being built, and is part of your greater kingdom. We thank you most of all for the shed blood on Calvary's cross, that we can be here as sinners washed in the blood of Christ and be pure and be a child of God. So we just commit this service into your care and keeping. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.